Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Bills, Browns, 1 o'clock live Sunday right here on 96.5 WCMF. If you want to watch the game, you can do it with everyone's favorite tiniest Bills fan. Tommy Mulay will be at the Bill Grace Tap Room in Chi-Lai, 1 o'clock for the kickoff. Delicious food, fantastic drink, stuff to give away.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
And a sourpuss man enjoying himself. You can break down Tommy's picks as the game is happening if you want to. Stand next to him the whole time and just break down his picks.
Yeah, I would like that. Yeah. I like meeting the listeners and conversing.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Joining us as they do every football Friday from 95.7 The Fan. Please welcome Mike Danger.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Are you planning on robbing a jewelry store on your way out of here?
Good to go for a run. Okay. Yeah, a little run, yeah.
Gotcha. You look like every composite drawing of a man they're looking for in the park.
Yeah, This is my dad run uniform. I mean, this is the standard dad run uniform.
I'm afraid he's about to show us his genitals. And from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast.
Yep.
You can log on right now, the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube and Twitch. The Break Room WCMF on YouTube and Twitch. Ryan Duffy. Hey, Ryan.
There's the red moon arising on the Cuyahoga River. Rolling into Cleveland to the lake. Good morning.
Does anybody have any idea?
I have no idea who he is.
Danger, do you know what he is?
Randy Newman?
Ryan Duffy.
He nailed it.
I didn't know Randy Newman was from Cleveland.
He's not.
30 things about the Cleveland. All the time on Sail Away. The best of the Randy Newman albums around.
He is not from Cleveland, but he did an album. His best album is Sail Away, and it's like 80% songs about Cleveland.
Okay.
For those of you who may not know Randy Newman, just to catch everybody up, Randy Newman's most famous song.
A hit.
It's not Short People. That's how old you are.
Oh, it is?
It would be this song right here.
You've got Randy and me.
I was going to say I Love L.A.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, that's got
to
be his biggest hit.
I'm trying to bring it along for everybody here.
No, he's right.
No, I Love L.A. came out 40 years ago.
He's a programmer, man.
I understand it. Have you seen how he's doing lately? Why do you think he's in here hanging out with us?
Fair point. He's about to show us his penis.
Yeah. All right, so Ryan is Cleveland-loving Randy Newman.
Right. We love it.
There he is.
Tower City! We love it.
Dane, stop with the goddamn piano. He brought in his own piano.
This kid's got so much talent.
Yeah, no, he's definitely talented. A piano with a... It looks like your pubes on his head. Okay, can you stop with the piano for a second so I can talk to Danger? Thank you. Danger, I had said this morning, I am not scared of the Eagles at home in the late window next week. I am terrified of this game on Sunday as a Bills fan. Why do I feel this way?
I think it's because the Bills, through this season, it's been a roller coaster ride, and you think games like Miami, games like Atlanta, bad teams that you should beat on the road, you're not able to get those wins. This would fall under that category. So you're you know, emotionally scarred from what this season has done to you at this point, but I wouldn't be worried about this one. I would not be worried about this
one. No, but this one means something,
to
man.
Who?
To the Bills.
Well, yeah, that's why I wouldn't worry about it. It means nothing to the Browns.
Would you say it means nothing to the Browns? It means something to Shedeur Sanders. Like, he's fighting for the starting job next year.
He's rich.
What? Yeah.
With his front door wide open. Kid don't care.
He did have his house robbed a couple weeks ago. Yeah,
Daddy will pay for it.
All right. We turn to Rindy Newman.
Yes.
If I am not mistaken, Sean McDermott as a head coach has never lost to a rookie quarterback in his career.
Wow. Mm.
Is it true? Is there anything about Shedeur Sanders that scares you for Sunday?
He's shifty.
Yeah.
He's got a lot to prove.
Okay.
And yes. Yeah, I guess.
Are you doing Randy Newman?
Don't know. I kind of lost it, but I got it back now. I don't care who the Bills are going to play. We're going to win.
I feel like I should be giving him change.
You mean like a personality? All right, Ryan, I am so thrown off right now. You look like our grandmother is what you look like right now.
You can thank the people at Arlene's Costume.
Tommy made some picks this morning. Let's get to our first pick from Tommy here on a Football Friday on CMF. Over under 100 yards rushing for James Cook.
You're crazy to bet against this kid.
Okay.
You're crazy.
Okay.
He's a major part of their offense. He's a major reason why you're in the shape you're in.
I agree.
For sure.
The smart money is on the kid.
Okay. But again, if he is a major reason.
You bet the chef. You got to win these games. You can't be dicking around with holding guys back and thinking about the playoffs. You're not even there yet.
You ought to be holding back their dicking?
You can't be holding back these dickens. You know that's right.
So?
I'm taking the over on the kid.
Okay. You think he's going to go back-to-back-100 yard rushing?
Oh, my God. Could he do three?
Okay. That's a lot to ask.
It's a lot. It's three. One isn't three a lot.
So to be clear.
If I walked in here with three of anything, you'd go, God damn, that's three.
We've been hoping you'd walk in with three jokes for the week since you started, and we're almost there. So to be clear, you're over 100 yards rushing for James Cook.
Right, to be clear.
Okay.
That's an official pick.
All right, Danger, as you just heard, James Cook has gone over 100. This would be the third straight game if we were to do it. But in those games, they've also started more than they have in the past, sprinkling in Ty Johnson for runs, sprinkling in, I always want to say Reggie Bush. The guy's been on the roster for 2 years. Ray Davis. God damn it. I'm sorry. The smarter play may be to start throttling back James Cook over under 100 yards rushing for James Cook.
They're not going to be able to stop James Cook.
Ah,
and the Buffalo Bills are going to want to run the football. They're the best rushing team in the NFL. James Cook goes over 100 yards again.
We're so in sync.
Yeah, including outfits right now.
I'll take it.
No, you guys both look like you have a plan that's about to go horribly wrong.
We have a heist planned for later today. A
couple of poker buddies going to knock over the casino. That old trope. We turn to Ryan. Baron Von Butt writes us on Instagram. Ryan ate all the short people. I've had better. Ryan, James Cook is exactly 28 yards, off of the lead for leading rusher in the NFL, over under 100 yards rushing for James Cook.
I'm with Danger. I'm with Tommy. I think that the Bills are going to want to keep the hand off of Myles Garrett to steal the sack record. And they're going to want to run the ball because the Cleveland defense is just as bad at stopping the run as the Bills are. I'm going to take the over.
You know, I have an advantage you don't.
What?
I'm watching his sausage fingers play that piano, and it's priceless.
Because it's smaller keys than a normal piano. Yeah,
it's the perfect size piano for my hands.
So everybody's in agreement then. Yeah. Going over on James Cook. Let's get to our second pick from Tommy this morning here on CMF. Over under 1.5 sacks for Myles Garrett.
Yeah, so, all right. So just on that dude.
Just Myles Garrett needs
one guy.
1.5 over under 1.5.
I am going to take. Wait, how many sacks?
1.5 is the over under.
Oh, so if he gets a sack.
No, you idiot. He needs 2 sacks to go over.
Do you think
that would break the record.
But a half a sack wouldn't
count.
That would be a push.
Yeah. You'd be pushing.
All right, I'm going to say I don't think he gets a full sack.
No, he could get a full sack.
I don't think
look at my face.
What if he gets credit with a half a sack with somebody else?
Yeah, he would.
That's a push.
If he gets 1 sack and a half, that is a push. It is over under 1.5 sacks.
Yeah. I am going to take the under.
Okay.
To be clear, you are under 1.5 sacks for Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
Okay. Joey writes us, as we turn to Ryan, he writes us on Instagram, You know what Ryan doesn't love? L.A. weight loss.
Could also gone with L.A. fitness.
Okay, who cares, man?
That would have been way better.
You know what's great about punchlines? When you go, you know what else another punchline could have been?
Well, you got to work harder.
Ryan?
Yeah.
Over, under, 1.5 sacks for Myles Garrett.
The Bills are going to be running the ball and watching out for that Myles Garrett. I'm going to say he's not going over the record. I'm taking the under.
Give me that piano.
No.
All right, Danger, couple of things that make me a little bit nervous. The Bills have given up at least two sacks in each of the last, three of the last four games. On top of that, Deion Dawkins has been sick all week. He has yet to practice. If you don't have Deion Dawkins, you got a serious problem, as we saw in Atlanta. Over, under, 1.5 sacks for Myles Garrett.
So I watched the Browns play against Chicago last week. Garrett was in that game. He had a sack, but he also exited the game a little bit early. You know, at this time of year, everybody's a little bit banged up. So Garrett kind of coming in and out and specialty. You know, he's a special guy. He's out there definitely with the pass rush. But I don't think he's getting the record against the Bills. I don't think there's a quarterback in the league that wants to be the guy that gives up the record to Myles Garrett. Certainly not Josh Allen. So I'm going to take the under on this one.
Look at that. Look at that.
Hey,
expert man.
You remember when you guys number agree on everything? You remember what happens when you guys agree on everything?
Big boss man.
Okay.
Department head.
Danger and Ryan recapping Tommy's
regional
picks
rep
this morning here on CMF. Well, that's why he has that outfit. He can go to other cities, get away with crimes, and come right back here. It's a very Zodiac killer kind of feel. Let's get to our third pick from Tommy this morning here on CMF. Over, under, 1.5 a missed field goal for Michael Badgley.
So an extra point doesn't count.
No, he can miss an extra field goal.
I could take a missed field goal.
So you're going to
think he's going to miss?
Over 1.5 a miss.
Yeah.
What? Okay.
But if no, but hold on. So if no field goals happen.
Oh, yeah.
If no field goals happen, we just wipe it out.
Okay.
Yeah. Right,
no big deal. But there's going to be a field
goal. Wait, why wouldn't I get points?
Okay, fine. If they don't
have to kick a field goal, I should get points.
No, if they don't have to kick a field goal, it would be no miss, so you would lose.
No miss.
You took a miss, you idiot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So over, under, 1.5 a missed field goal for Michael Badgley.
No. Now I don't know.
You're going back.
I don't know because you keep running your mouth.
I don't know.
What?
Give me an answer.
So you think he's going to
miss? I love this kid. What's that?
You're saying he's going to miss.
I think the kid probably will miss one.
All right, so you are over 1.5 a missed field goal for Michael Badgley.
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right, we know Matt Prater has a quad injury. Who knows when he is back? Excuse me. The Money Badger, which is the nickname that our new kicker trademarked for himself in 2019 when it looked like he was going to have a solid NFL career.
Trademarked for himself.
Not only gave himself his own nickname.
Ugh. We know then, guys like that.
Then called a lawyer. Oh, yeah. We all know guys like that. Yeah. We all know guys like that.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I mean, Danger, this guy lost his job at Indianapolis for missing a crucial extra point that cost the Colts a game against the Texans. Over, under, 1.5 a missed field goal for the new Bills kicker.
I'm going to say under, but I'm only going to say under because I don't think they're kicking field goals.
They're going to kick one field goal.
See, that's what I
said.
Fourth
down, they're going for it.
And you took over, you idiot.
Yeah,
fourth down, they're going for it.
I shouldn't listen to you.
They're going
to
go for it. No, I would. No, Kimmy made a
great. What time do you come in the morning?
Now?
No, you're in the building early, right?
Sometimes.
I'm going to go talk to him earlier.
Please. Please go talk to anybody but me. Please. Danger.
Please.
Kimmy had a theory, and I am into this theory. We don't know how. You're not Kimmy or Danger. Shut up.
I'm just trying to listen to your program.
Can we get him a piano? Look. Shut up with the freaking piano.
I can actually sit on it.
Hey, your mother
said, the fabulous Baker Brothers.
Your mother said the same thing to me last night. Danger.
Why are you going to bring my mother into this?
Kimmy had a theory this morning, and I agree with it. We don't know how long Prater will be gone. This could be your kicker for the next couple of weeks, maybe even including the wild card. I think they want to see what he can do, especially in a place like Cleveland. I think we see more field goal attempts than normal. That's what I think.
More?
It's possible. I mean, it is a hard place to kick. That Cleveland Stadium is not easy for kickers, but I think they're going to be aggressive fourth down if they're in the red zone or if they're, you know, in positive territory. Fourth down, they're going for it. Okay. I don't think they're going for field goals.
We turn to Randy Ryan Newman over here. I mean, Danger brought it up. Cleveland is such a hard place to kick.
How hard is it?
Over the last 5 years, the Cleveland Browns as a franchise have the lowest field goal percentage in the NFL. It's under 80%.
But that's because the Cleveland Browns also have to kick there. Because they're not good.
Yeah, no, that...
They have bad kickers. Cody Parkey.
Ryan,
yeah.
Over under 1.5 of his field goal for the new Bills kicker.
I believe the Bills are also aggressive. I think that there's gonna not be a lot of field goal attempts, but does this also include point after
No, it's
drive?
Just field goals.
Then I'm going to take the under.
See, I shouldn't have listened because I wanted to go the other way.
So why didn't you? It's a free country,
because you push,
dumbass.
You push,
what
you
did
talk
I push?
Fast,
I didn't push.
You push.
You push it. You push it. It good. You push it. You push it. You're taking the under because you're smart.
I would like to apologize for what's happening here.
I'm really enjoying this.
No. I bought Sail Away when I was 17.
What's that?
It's the album that Ryan, the whole reason Ryan is Randy Newman
right.
is
it's because of that album.
Well, it's a top 10 album in my life, yeah. And I brought it into the house, and Ryan fell in love with that album. And had I not gone to the record archive on UCD Day and picked up a $5 version of Randy Newman's Sail Away.
Which is all based on Cleveland.
This, well, a lot of it is.
But yeah.
This would not be happening right now.
You forget to mention that you also bought this piano for my kids. So you are manifesting all of this right now, you think. Nobody listen to your radio show.
Let's get to our fourth pick from Ryan.
Not so fast.
Whatever, who cares? Blow just out. Do it. Tommy, do the Bills win? And if so, is it by 11 points or more?
Well, obviously, I think the Bills are going to win because they have to win here. They can't be jerking around.
Actually, no. No matter what happens, Patriots winning, Bills losing, no matter the combination. Nothing happens with the AFC East. It cannot be.
You
got to
lock this game up. Put it in your pocket, man. Feel good about yourself.
Lock it up and put it in your pocket, Kim.
Feel good about yourself.
Okay.
So I say the Bills win.
All right. So do they cover the 10.5?
Well, if they cover.
Yep. What does that mean?
It's an automatic Rust Belt blowout, baby. Yeah.
Wouldn't any blowout with Buffalo at home, or it would also be a Rust Belt blowout?
Yeah. No, but you're double Rust Belt.
Double Rust Belt. I'm going
to break
from
a Rust Belt to another notch in the Rust Belt.
Okay.
So that's a double Rust Belt blowout.
I'm going to break your piano.
Why? It's very
entertaining.
I'm going
to smash your piano with a hammer. I swear to God, I will break
that
piano.
He knows how to play.
I will buy your kid another piano. I will break that piano. I will pick it up over my head, and I will throw it on the ground and smash it. Why are you laughing?
No reason. No reason.
Ryan?
Yeah.
God, I finally laughed.
I'm glad somebody finds this funny. Ryan?
Yes.
Do the Bills win this game? And if so, is it by 10 points or more?
The Bills are going to win this game because they have the best player in the league. And he wearing 17. He's going to win.
Now, how do you not keep doing the funniest thing you've done all morning? How do you stop after one? Not everybody got
because
it.
Because you wouldn't let me practice the thing during the song. Bills win. Cover blowout. Walk and roll Hall of Fame. Cleveland Aquarium.
Oh, God.
Danger. Do the Bills win this game? And if so, is it by 11 points or more?
They do. 28-10 Buffalo.
Oh, my God.
You really don't think there's a field goal. 28.
I don't think there's a field goal.
Crush Ola.
You know, here's a fun fact for everybody. The Bills have not lost a game in which they have scored over 21 points. The Bills have not won a game in which they have scored under 21 points. So it seems the magic number is 21 and you're good to go.
Okay.
But that is all season long.
Yeah.
You score 21, you win. You don't score 21, you lose.
Yeah.
Good day, sir. All right, let's get to our bonus pick from Tommy this morning here on CMF.
Not so fast, blowout, Rust Belt, buddy. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this game's going to have some celebrities there.
And in Cleveland?
Yeah.
Who?
I'm going to say somebody's daddy's going to be there. You don't think somebody's daddy's going to be there?
I don't know, to be honest with you. He's got a full-time job.
What?
Coaching the Colorado Buffaloes?
How are they doing?
Are they playing?
They're not even in a bowl game.
Are they in a bowl game?
No.
I didn't pay any attention.
I thought you were talking about your dad.
Well, they made two celebrities.
Well, they do call Lance Duffy the Deion Sanders of the town of Gary.
He is Grease Prime Time. Well, I think Deion's going to be there.
Okay, so what's your prediction?
He ain't going to be happy, bro.
Yeah, what happened?
I think he's going to be running his mouth after this game in front of some cameras.
Okay.
And he ain't going to be happy what he sees.
So your bonus pick.
He's going to be bitching about how his son's being treated in Cleveland.
All right.
He's got, because he likes to bitch and complain a lot. He is going to go in front of a camera and bitch.
So Deion Sanders will go.
I don't think they're in a bowl game.
Okay, Deion Sanders will go in front of.
Them low bowls.
She just said he's not in front of a camera and criticize the Browns after the game.
You come.
He's not going to like the way his kids being treated.
Okay, that's how angry I am with what is happening in this room. No, like everything sucks. Everything about I hate this bit so much. It used to be fun. I used to have so much fun, and it is just. Degraded to Ryan talking like his tongue is frozen, and you on several occasions this morning, us telling something in your face, you'd be like, yeah, okay, opposite. Danger?
Yeah.
Does Shadur and the Browns, do they perform so poorly that Deion Sanders gets in front of a microphone and complain about how his son is being treated in Cleveland?
I think Shadur and the Browns perform poorly. I don't think his dad, Deion, gets in front of a microphone and complains. No, no meltdown from Deion.
Okay. We turn to Ryan.
Hey, dummy. Stop whining. You don't have to complain about the awesome segment I contribute to every week. You're welcome.
Does Deion Sanders get so upset about the Browns' performance that he gets in front of a camera and say that they are holding his kid back?
People say that multiple time coach of the year, Kevin Stefanski's on the hot seat. There'd be no reason for Deion to complain right now. I'm going to say no, but you're also ugly.
Did you just check your Apple Watch in the middle of doing an impression on
I got a notification.
I would also like to point out,
I just can't help myself.
I'm sorry to do it. There, you know, our thermostat's been broken.
Yes.
All right, so we have a gentleman in here right now. He's doing a great job fixing the thermostat as we're doing this segment. Thank you very much. You're doing awesome. He is in here right now.
Yeah.
He has no idea what's happening.
Yeah.
He walks into Ryan dresses Randy Newman with a tiny piano. Half of this segment, it's total silence in the room because we're listening back to Tommy's picks. We are insulting each other in worst ways possible, and he's just trying to do his job. Like, this poor guy.
Because he probably thinks this is a podcast about therapy.
That also nobody listens to.
You're like right on the line of blowing. Well,
am I on the line? Because love isn't always on time.
That's not right. Toto. Danger.
Yeah.
You guys are off this afternoon?
Yeah, but we'll be back Monday to recap everything from Sunday, and you can always download the Sports Bar podcast wherever you get your shows.
If I want to watch you guys and see how truly ugly that show is, where can I catch you there?
On YouTube, The Fan Rochester.
Okay. As we turn to Ryan.
Yeah.
If I want to listen to this week's Let's Go Duffalo podcast, where can I find that?
You can find that on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast at Let's Go Duffalo. And on social media, Instagram and TikTok and YouTube, and let's not go dot Buffalo.
Would you like to sing your Josh Allen song one more time before we go?
Josh Allen?
The 17 song.
He's wearing 17. He's wearing 17. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than you are, and that's all of them, because you're stupid.
And you're stupid.
But none of them will also not love you.
She buzzed you. You're done. Jake writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF. Do your sisters have any talent? Because you brothers sure don't. All right. Always a pleasure, boys.
Thank
great.
You.
Thanks for coming. It's Friday. You know what that means.
Oh, get a little creepy.
Yeah, we got a creep cap coming at you. All the disgusting things Tommy said all week long. And Kimmy's got a theory about sauces.
Oh, sauces?
Well, look, you got mad at me yesterday for having a hot sauce take. Not
well,
a hot sauce
dippers,
take.
And you're not dipper.
I'm not a dipper. Well, no, I will dip certain things.
What if Randy Newman had a song about dipping?
You are asking way too much.
Chicken tenders, gonna dip them. Chicken tenders, always dipping the sauce. Platform shoes on your nasty little feet.
He got there.
Shut up.
He got there.
Go to commercial, CMF break room.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
If you're looking for sauce talk,
yeah,
you're in the right place.
Okay.
Because around this time yesterday, you guys freaked out at me that with the take, you shouldn't dip burritos for your own health and safety. Mm. But there is another sauce story that has people fired up this morning.
What's going on?
And a take that Kimmy has, I think, might be the smartest thing she's ever said.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. An uproar aimed at Wendy's has caused them to reverse course on something they did a little while ago.
What's that?
So Wendy's has their dipping sauces for like their chicken nuggets and stuff. And for whatever reason, they discontinued their sweet and sour dipping sauce.
Love sweet and sour.
It is a great sauce.
God damn.
I thought one of their standards.
Agree. Look, I'm with you.
It's always a go-to.
We're in agreement. But Wendy's fans got so upset and blasted them so much on social media, they have announced that starting in 2026, sweet and sour sauce is back at
Wendy's. Nice.
And it's very exciting for all you Wendy's sweet and sour fans. But Kimmy saw this story, and this might be the best take Kimmy's ever had.
What'd she say?
When it comes to dipping sauce, you choose your sauce as a child, and you stick with it for life.
Oh, you lock
like if
in.
If you chose sweet and sour, you know, the first time you ever had Wendy's or McDonald's or whatever your fast food of choice is, that's what you stick with. You never veer from that sauce.
She's 100% right.
In fact, you convince yourself that you hate the other sauces. This is your go-to, and you try to convince other people why it's the best.
You're right. There is active animosity against
it's
all other
It's part of
sauces.
Your identity as a child.
You are 100%.
Well, it's the sweetest of the sauces.
We're not talking just sweet and sour. We're talking whatever sauce you enjoy first.
Some people are barbecue people. Some people are ranch people. Some people are honey mustard people.
Did you just say sweet and sour is the sweetest of the sauces?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's in the name.
Right. That's why a kid would love it.
Coca-Cola, the most coca of all the colas.
Pepsi, give you a run for your money.
Okay.
Yeah, like if I was going to order chicken nuggets, somewhere, I would have to go with my standard sauce.
Which is?
Sweet and sour.
Okay, so we're all sweet and sour people here. Yeah. I'm surprised you're a sweet and sour person. I didn't think that technology existed when you were a child.
It did, because it wasn't invented at the burger joint. It came from Chinese restaurants.
Oh, was it really?
So when you used to get your egg rolls, you got that duck sauce, which is basically sweet and sour sauce.
Sure.
That's where I first tasted that sauce.
That's where I first tasted sweet and sour sauce.
With your egg roll.
It's behind the sauce with Tommy Lee.
Yes. Yeah, so I knew it as something you got at a Chinese restaurant.
No, like, I didn't.
And as a little kid, it's sweet. I ate it up.
I didn't realize what I may have lost until you just brought up what you brought up.
What's that?
Well, look, I mean, I like barbecue, but I don't like dipping things in barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
I like ranch, but I don't like dipping things in ranch. And Kimmy, maybe it was just luck that I tried sweet and sour for the first sauce I tried.
As a kid, that was my go-to.
Like, my entire personality could be different if I had only tried barbecue sauce.
Because now and then, you'd be with, like, another kid who, like, ordered something different, and you'd be like, wait a second, what are you doing? that's not the correct sauce.
Yeah, yes. And I'll go even further. I would argue if you are someone who picked sweet and sour sauce as a child and grew up with that, you've been at a disadvantage your entire life.
Why is that?
Well, because it's standard to have barbecue everywhere. You walk into somebody's house, they have barbecue sauce. You walk into someone's house, they have ranch. We in Rochester are unique that we had country sweet, but outside of that, sweet and sour sauce is not a standard everybody has at sauce.
Okay.
Right? Ketchup, ranch, barbecue.
Not a staple in your fridge.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Like outside, like.
But I'm not locked in. I gang dip.
I heard that about you.
No, I do. No, I will slam some gang.
Getting gang dipped on gang a Saturday.
I'm a gang dipper. Like if you put sauces in front of me, I don't think there's a sauce I would turn my nose.
That's weird. That's really weird.
Why?
Look, I will. If it's not sweet and sour, I'm not dipping.
Like ranch, blue cheese.
Unless it's like the hottest wing I've ever had, no blue cheese.
I like hot mustard, hot honey mustard.
No, I can't do honey
mustard. Oh, my God, with pretzels?
No, honey mustard is like the librarian of dips.
I love that stuff.
No.
It's okay.
You know what I really love?
It's not like always my favorite.
That super hot mustard you get with Chinese food.
That's the...
Like it like launches through your nose.
You have had so many mustard takes the last 2 weeks.
I love mustard. You're not a mustard person?
Nah. I'll eat it sometimes on a pretzel if it's like a fancy mustard.
Yeah, but it's low C. It's good for you.
Low C?
You know what I'm talking. That's fat boy talk, and don't act like you don't do fat boy talk.
Go home.
That's low C.
Your sauce preference can also change regionally. Like, I understand why here you're going to get a lot more blue cheese as dipping sauce than you are at other places.
Fair. And I also think that people outside of the greater Rochester area freaked out more about the sweet and sour sauce from Wendy's going away because they don't have other sweet and sour sauce options where we have country sweet, we have boss sauce, we have all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the boss sauce.
At Birdland, sales Birdland. 252 WCMF, let's talk to Troy. Hey, Troy, what's up, buddy?
Good morning.
Hey. Let's
start with a go Bills.
Go Bills. Let's go.
Did anybody ever dip in honey when you were a kid?
Just straight ass honey?
I didn't appreciate honey until I was an adult.
Yeah,
I
just stumbled upon this as well.
You just use honey.
If you get like hot wings, if you get like hot wings and you drop honey on there, it's out of this world.
But there's nothing else in it.
Just drizzle it.
Used to do it in the fries and chicken nuggets, but don't like it anymore.
Wait, oh,
really?
What?
Yeah, it's the opposite. So that was the first as a kid. Now I'd rather do like a sriracha or a ranch.
Is it because the honey got stuck to the roof of your mouth and that's why you talk like that now?
I guess so.
Nah.
Way to kill a joke. Probably.
I don't know.
Good one.
Great.
No, I'm sorry. Brutal.
I think I hate everybody now.
Why?
Ryan makes me hate everybody.
Ryan was so good today, man. That kid was on point.
No, Mike agrees with the honey on chicken nuggets and french fries.
I can't just do straight honey on food.
I know it's big, but like... I didn't appreciate it until you had good fried chicken fingers and honey. Like that's where I started to develop the honey as a dipping sauce palate.
Like you know, I love chicken out.
Yeah, your fancy chicken joint.
Yeah, so that whatever their seasoning is on their medium chicken, dipped in honey, bro, it's out of this world. It's out of this world. There's your tip-a-roo for this weekend if you're getting stuff for the game.
It always creeps me out like people put honey in their coffee.
That's weird.
No, but some people do it instead of sugar.
You mean
sure. Yeah. Which, by the way, it still has a ton of sugar
in tea.
I know, but I think it's better for you. Isn't it better sugar because I went through a bee's butt?
Yeah, the anal sugar you're talking about.
Here's your honey.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.